Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So, give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment, I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Join us for the 14th Annual Cache Valley Cowboy Rendezvous, March 11th through the 17th at the Cache County Event Center in Logan, Utah. The Cowboy Rendezvous boasts free admission to daytime stages of continuous Western music and cowboy poetry and the vendor area, plus live-streamed shows. Get your tickets for the featured events, including the Thursday night kickoff concert with Trinity Seely and Ned Ledoux, a family dance Friday night, a Saturday matinee featuring Wiley Gustafson, and the Saturday evening concert with Dave Stamey. Then the whole weekend culminates Sunday morning with Cowboy Church. Tickets are available at the door or on their website at cvcowboy.org. We'll see you at the Cache Valley Cowboy Rendezvous, March 11th through the 17th at the Cache County Event Center in Logan, Utah. Come feed your inner cowboy. Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-holer.
Oh, man.
Yeah, boy, I know. Baiting you there. Choice and consequences. Yeah, exactly. Let's have some poetry.
Oh, please.
Yeah, Howard. The late Jess Howard is riding along with us. Great poem. I believe Pat, his brother, wrote this.
Oh, yeah.
But this is Jess. He's reciting Duckin' the Law.
Well, I rodeoed with Sparky Watts in 1952. We'd win a bronc ride here and there, and then we'd lose a few. The pendulum of fortune swaying gently to and fro would let us know on Sunday how our whole next week would go. Well, I'd won $400 on a horse called Major Lou. Sparky came up second, but he'd won the barebacks too. And this was when $100 was ransom for a king. You'd never have to eat the neck, the gizzard, back, or wings. But just let Lady Luck decide to frown a while at you, and you'd be boiling beaks and feathers, making gunsel stew. And such was this the case a little farther down the line. We'd both drawn bad and missed some out and hadn't won a dime. When we called into Oakdale, we were cocky as you please, but by the time we got there, all we had was entry fees. Our budget wouldn't let us eat, but God bless Lady Luck, 'cause right there at the edge of town was someone's hand-fed ducks. We'd bought some bags of popcorn 2 weeks back at Murphy's Bar, and quite a bit was scattered on the floor of Sparky's car. We each scooped up a handful. It was all we had for bait. The menu read fresh duck tonight, and I couldn't hardly wait, 'cause I'm getting awful hungry, and I've got to catch me one. And I wonder, as I bait the trap, how fast a duck can run. Well, my fears were all unfounded. They were tame as they could be. They flocked around like children gathered at their mother's knee. We both grabbed double handfuls of these walking duck fillets and shoved them in the trunk of Sparky's beat-up Chevrolet. Well, old ducks all quacked like crazy as we drove off down the street, but with entry fees and supper, cowboy living can't be beat. Well, all at once Watts said, "Dadgummit, what now, partner? It's a cop." While those red lights plainly told him what we'd better do is stop. Sparky finally managed curbside by some run-down skid row bar, and the biggest cop I've ever seen walked up beside the car. He said, "You've got a brake light out and need to get it fixed. There's a Chevron station open, and they don't close up till 6. Well, Sparky said he'd get it fixed, no problem that he saw, that his first and foremost aim was strict compliance of the law. Well, the cop said mighty fine and starts to bid us fond farewell, when the ducks in Sparky's trunk decide to start in raising hell. Well, Sparky stuttered like a sailor coming off a 3-day drunk when the cop said, "What was that? Let's have a peek inside your trunk." Well, in my mind I saw my life flash past, especially supper plans, when I heard Watts tell the cop, "The belt is slipping on the fan." The cop said I distinctly heard it coming from the back, and if I'm not mistaken, I believe I heard it quack. Well, that must have been my grandma's ducks, my shifty partner said. We're hauling them to Delhi to a stud to have them bred. They're some exotic purebred ducks. They're costly, frail, and rare. I'd like to let you see them, but I don't believe I dare. Their eyes can't stand the sunlight, so they're covered with duct tape. If I open up that trunk, there's just a chance they might escape. Well, I'm paid for taking chances, said the big cop with a frown. So open up that trunk before I haul you both downtown. Well, it's hard to put in words a scene that met our wondering eyes as Sparky popped the lid and I'm rehearsing several lies. Duck crap mixed with feathers blotted out the morning sun as some ducks tried to fly away and others tried to run. One duck had the scours, judging by the load it dropped. And just as luck would have it, it all landed on the cop. Well, the cop jerked out his pistol and he screamed at them to freeze. But Sparky said, "They're purebreds and you'll have to ask them, please." Well, the cop slipped off the edge as me and Sparky hit the ground. And blinded by duck crap and rage, he squeezed off several rounds. He shot the bank and drugstore and he winged the local bar, while blowing most the windows out of Sparky's poor old car. The local people panicked as they screamed and ran in fright, while one of Oakdale's finest shot at everything in sight. One poor old crippled lady was out hobbling in the park, and she achieved a record land speed with her walker throwing sparks. The cop was in another world attempting to reload. We both jumped in our wounded car and tore off down the road. Sparky picked up second as a bullet whistle passed. I hit the squeaky floorboards and old Sparky hit the gas. When the cop ran out of bullets, Oakdale looked a little strange. He'd defoliated half the trees and bushes in his range. Well, the ducks walked home no worse for wear, except their feet were swollen. But they still won't talk to strangers from a fear of being stolen. The rookie cop is undergoing psychiatric care, but he still hates anybody with a duck tail in their hair. So, cowboy, if you're broke and getting gant around the girth, don't steal a duck for dinner. They're more trouble than they're worth.
Well, you know, you can just see Jess and Pat both doing that.
Absolutely.
They were both rodeo cowboys and dang good ones.
Absolutely, yeah.
I think Jess was the 1972 RCA Saddle Bronc champion.
I think you're right.
If I remember right. Yep. Yeah. Pat was a bull rider, even with one arm that was polio.
Yeah.
Both of them, heck, great cowboys.
Good guys.
Good fellers. Yeah, absolutely right. Well, we're talking about choice and consequence, but we made a choice to play a longer poem.
That's
so
right.
The consequence is we have to go to our last song.
Okay.
All right.
That's a long ways.
Does that make sense?
Around.
All right, here we go. Prairie Rose Wranglers are singing "Rolling Kansas Plains."
If I'm going there, or I'm coming from, there's a place I can't forget, somewhere in my mind, out along the rolling Kansas plains. When the wind sings there, I know the prairie is my home. If the weather's fair, or it's drifting snow, it's the only place I know
I can lose my cares out along the rolling Kansas plains. It's so peaceful there, it's calling me, I want to go.
Well, that signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
Oh, really?
Yep. There is a consequence to that.
Who chose that
the
one?
Choice, and there's a consequence
to that. Was
that
you?
Right. Yeah, right. Well, you know, you put off shoeing, or you put off trimming.
And, yeah.
That's the choice.
Yeah.
And the consequence is?
You got a broken hoof.
Right, right. Or you do it in 6 inches of snow.
There you go.
Right.
Hey, speaking of which,
what?
You know, we've had a February thaw for about 6 weeks now.
All winter. We've had pretty wimpy winter here on our side of the mountains,
yes.
Which, all right, after last year, I'm still a little barked up. So
you're still
I'm still hurting. Yeah, I am. So I'm okay with this year's winter.
Put it in the mountains.
I realize I'm going to have to pay more for hay.
You know what the consequence is, don't you?
The consequence of a mild winter is, yes.
You're going to pay one way or another.
We're
going to
pay for it. That's it, exactly. Right, yep. Or if you wait for a nicer day to get your work done, that nice day never comes.
Yeah, never happened.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Using cheap products.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cheap or lesser priced or...
Inexpensive.
Inexpensive.
Yeah, inexpensive, right. But I'm going to say...
Lesser quality.
and a lot of times that's exactly right. You pay less, then you pay more.
Right.
Right.
Pay me now?
Yep, pay me now or pay me later.
That's right.
Choice or consequences.
Mm-hmm.
Hunters, here we go. I'm going back to those guys again.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. You call me throughout the summer to help keep your horses shod.
Yeah,
you
and
call
maybe
me,
even trained a little.
Right, you call me in the fall last time. All right, consequences.
Maybe,
here,
maybe
buddy.
Not.
Right, right. Start early or finish late. I mean, there's your choice and there's your consequence, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yes.
To rope it or not to rope it.
Do not rope the skunk.
There is a choice you're making. If you decide to rope the antelope running by you in the dugway, there's going to be a consequence, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's right. Well, hey, you know, folks will want to stay tuned for next week.
We got a good one coming next week.
Yeah, that's
absolutely.
Right. Yeah. Why? What are we talking about?
It'll
come to me. So stay tuned.
I will.
Folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coughing milk cow.
Yep. Choice and consequence.
Here you have it. Mm-hmm.